Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
We're learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Ayin Beis. We're going to start the shiur on the towards the end of Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, the sugya v'nitnu prius milo l'Avraham Avinu. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi by Yitzchak Amar Rav, v'nitnu prius milo l'Avraham Avinu. Prius Mila wasn't given, Avraham Avinu wasn't mitzvah to do the Priya of the Mila. The Mila is split up into two parts. There's the actual Mila, the Chitach Arla, and then there's the Priya. The Chitach Arla is the Arla that covers that Torah's regular skin, thick skin, and that has to be cut off. That's the Chitach. And that's cut off. After the Arla is cut off, the Atar is still covered by the Arha Priya, a thin membrane. The arapriya, the thin arapriya, which doesn't have to be cut off, it has to be ripped and peeled down in order to be nisgalad atara, priya's lashon of uncovering, in order to uncover that atara that doesn't have the arapriya on it either. The Gemara is saying that Avraham Avinu, when he had the tzivi of the mila, was nistava on the chitach, he had to cut off the arha arla, but even though that atara was still covered with the arapriya, with the thin membrane of the arapriya, that could stay on, that there was no din for him to rip and peel down and uncover that Atar. So Taisa says that even though Avraham Avinu didn't have a tzivui, but he still did the Priya, even though he wasn't at Stava. And he says, because the Medrash says that Avraham Avinu did all the Tayag mitzvahs, he even did Erev Tavshilin, all the mitzvahs that Klai Yisrael be mitzvah, Avraham Avinu did. Taisa doesn't bring any makar that Avraham Avinu did the Priya Smila. He just says Misvara, because there's a makar that Avraham Avinu did all the mitzvahs, that would, of course, include Prius Mila. The Rishayim actually bring a medrash that Avraham Avinu did Prius Mila. The emes is, the Mefarshim asks, since Avraham Avinu did all the mitzvahs before he was Nitzdavah, why did he do Mila also? Why did he do the mitzvah of Mila before he was Nitzdavah in the mitzvah of Mila? The comment to Ritzim given, Rabbi Yom Mizrahi in and the Parshas Lecha says simply, since by Mila he had a new benavu, he was going to be in Stavan Mila. So Mela, he didn't do the mitzvah before he's in Stav. It's better to do a mitzvah v'aisa. God law mitzvah v'aisa. It's better to do it on mitzvah v'aisa than to do the mitzvah before the tzivui. That's Rabbi Yom Mizrahi's teretz. The Marsha, the Chedush HaGadis, Tavkofa Mebeis, he says, because that medrash that says that Avraham Avinu did all the mitzvahs, even though he wasn't Stavan them, means after the Bris Mila he did all the mitzvahs. Before the Bris Mila he wasn't a Yisrael. He didn't have a Din Yisrael b'chlal, he didn't do the mitzvahs. After the, he had a tzivah for the Bris Mila, he did the Bris Mila, then he did all the mitzvahs, kaidim shenit stava. So that's not a kasha, why didn't he do Mila before he was mitzvahs all the mitzvahs? He only started doing all the mitzvahs from the time of the Mila. The Shul Leib Diskin, at the end of Parashas Lech Lecha, he says a teretz because he couldn't do the Bris Mila before the tzivah, because Bris Mila has a tenai, Himol Yimol, Hamol Yimol. A guy can't do the Bris Mila on a Yin, because since he's not a mole, he can't do a Mila. Avraham Avinu, before the Tzivui, he was an Arl, he was like a guy, he didn't have a Tzivui of a Mila, so he couldn't do a Mila. It wouldn't be called the Bris Mila B'chlal. He could only be called the Bris Mila after the Tzivui. The Bris Kirav, in the stencil in Parshas Lecha, says a different teretz. He says, in order for it to be called a Mila, it has to have a shame Arla. Just like Arla Shleib is man, there's no din of Mila B'chlal. And Arla Shleib is man, it's not mechatech basa ba'alma, the Rishayim say. So who had been before the tzivah of Mila was like an Arla Shleib is man, it didn't have a shame Arla, didn't have a shame Arla, didn't have a din Arla, wasn't shaykh to do a bris Mila. Now all these terutzim wouldn't apply to doing the Priya. Mashal teretz of Rebellion Mizrahi, that a new benavua that'll be in its tzavis, they waited to be a mitzvah isa, but that doesn't apply to the Priya. The Priya wasn't its tzavi, never was its tzavi. Teretz of the Marsha, that he only did the tayag mitzvahs from the time of the Mila and on, that doesn't apply to the Priya. That was after the Mila. The Teretz of the Meril Diskin, that he had to be a mole to do the Mila. So Vandi could say, once he had a Mila and he didn't have a Tzivi of Priya, he's already considered a mole, so Meril could do a Mila and a Priya also, and Vandi would be considered a Priya, which he couldn't do beforehand. The Teretz of the Bris Kirav, that only was Chal the Shem Arla with the Tzivi of Mila, but once it's Chal the Shem Arla, you could say it was Chal the Shem Arla and the Ara Priya also. Meril could do a Priya, Al Tzedin of the Mekayim Tayag Mitzvahs actually Nitna. The Nat Lachari was Taisus Herchach to say that he did the Priya, Maishna the Priya from all the Mitzvahs. Only Ara is upon him Yafais from the Aflah, that he says the reason why Avraham Avinu didn't do the Bris Mila before his Nistava is because he held as an Issa, even when they now have an Issa to be Chayvel Ba'atzma. Now let him damage himself. Now be chayvul ba'atzma. Now Avraham Avinu couldn't do the bris milah before the tzivui. Mechayr on that teretz it's shver that issa should apply to the priya also. If that's why he didn't do the milah before the tzivui, so that's why he shouldn't do the priya even after the tzivui of the milah. Mechayr taisus lechayr not like that flaw. Now the rishayim bring a medrash. Rashi says it in chumash that it says by Avraham b'mayle b'sar alasei, and by Yishmael it says b'mayle es b'sar alasei. Why is there Shini Lashon? So Rashi says from the Medrash that Avraham Avinu didn't have to do Priya because the Ara Priya was already worn out through Tashvish Hamitah. He was married for a long time. The Ara Priya already became worn out through the Tashvish Hamitah. But there was no Priya to do. Mashek and Yishmael was a Bacher. Him he did Priya. So you see, Clark, that he did Priya. I fex the Kasha, the Gemara says that they didn't do Priya. Lenin the Priya's meal Avraham Avinu. The Teretz says he did it al tztayig mitzvahs kaidim shenitna. That's what all the Rishayim say. Now, Rabbi Yafin, the Rishiva and Chevron, and the Zaharis on the Ridvan, he asks the Kasha, to do it as a machlaikis Rishayim, if the milas ha'ava leben is a stam a mitzvah on the av, is a mitzvah of the av to mal his son, nothing to do with the chiv of the ben. Well, no. The mitzvah of the av is to make sure the ben is mekayim his mitzvahs milah. It's that the ben should have a kiyum and a bit mitzvahs milah. It's not a din in the av. Achar zerua and the Rivash say it's a din in the av, but the Ramban and Ridvan Kedushin they say it's not a din. It's not the av's mitzvah. It's the ben's mitzvah. That the av has to make sure the ben fulfills. They say to answer the famous kasha, the Gemara has a miut that an aim doesn't have to do milas benam. It's only an av, not an aim. So the Shainim will ask Akasha, Taisus asks it right here, and if I am Bez and Bez, why don't you say, because the mitzvah seishas man groma, Mila is only b'yayim, Mila is not b'layla. Why don't you say, because the mitzvah seishas man groma? So the Ramban and Ridvan Kedushin answer, mitzvah seishas man groma is a mitzvah that's metalis on the Isha. If it's a mitzvah seishas man groma, she's pater. But here the mitzvah is really on the child, on the ben. Navas is a chiv of the Av to make sure the ben's mekayim the mitzvah. That would apply to an Isha also without a Bezunder Amit. So Melech, Dalzach, Rabbi Nafin, the Ramban, Ritvolish, Yitase, hold it's a mitzvah on the Ben, it's not a mitzvah on the Av, it's not the Av's mitzvah. So Lechaya, why would he do Priya on Yishmol? Yishmol, Lechaya on Yishmol, there's no Indian of doing Tayag mitzvahs actually in Yishmol never even got the Torah. Yishmol has a tzivah, Yishmol has a din of Mila, and Avraham has to take care of his mitzvah, why would he have to do Priya? If it's only out Tayag mitzvahs actually nitna. So he says in Lechayet, Akshmak HaTeretz, that even if Namal Av to do the Mila on his Ben is not a din in the Av, it's only a din in the Ben, but Avram's din of Mila and Yishmol, that was a din, that was a tzivu to Avram alone. So Mela was Avram's mitzvah, so Mela he should mekayim it with the Priya to do the Tayyig mitzvah Sanchele Nitna. But he wants to tie in the Teretz. Alko Banam Abisle Vaita, the Gemara says, how do we know like Nitna Priya's Mila Avram Avinu? The Gemara says, Shenemar, that Hashem told Yeshua Tzivi to do a bris milah on Klal Yisrael. Why did I tell him to do a Tzivi bris milah on Klal Yisrael? Vayistase, they didn't have the mitzvah of Priya till then. I says, what do you mean? V'dol mahanach b'loy mol. Maybe there was the people in Klal Yisrael didn't have a milah altogether. The Ksiv ki mulam hayikol am yaitzim. All the am that was yaitzim mitzrayim, they all were mulam. So all the ones that were under 20 when they were yaitzim, they were still alive now. They all had a bris milah. All the ones that were born in the Midbar, they didn't do the Mila. So how do you know there's a Din Priya? Maybe it was not a Din Mila. So Mar says, came my Shuv, El Av Priya. Why did it say Shuv? Shuv means a second time. Vaisis, a second time. Vaisis, it means that there's a Mitzvah Priya. They had to do Priya. Vaisis, there was no Priya by Avraham Avinu. So Rishayim, Taisis already, all the Rishayim asked the Kasha, how could you say that Yeshua was the first time when they had the Tzivah of Priya? The Gemara in common places in Megillah Daf Beis and Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalin, Eila Mitzvah Shein Anavi Rishoy L'Chadash Dove Miata. Anavi can't be Mechadash a new mitzvah. So how could it be? How could it be that Yeshua is first getting a tzivu? L'char, the whole Torah has to be given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Nevi'im after Moshe Rabbeinu can't be Mechadash anything in the Torah. So emphasizes, it was already Alach Al Moshe Misinai. Yeshua just put in this is the first time it was in the Pasuk. It was already Alach Al Moshe Misinai. And that's what most of the Rishayim answer. But the two Mahalchim and the Rishayim pshat in this text. From Taisus it's Mavur that the Loch HaLemesh Yemesina was given Priya, and from the time of Matan Torah there already was a Chi of Priya. The Chi of Priya was Chal Matan Torah, there was already a Chi of Priya then. And why didn't Klal Yisrael do the Priya? For the same reason they didn't do the Mila. because of, like the Gemara says, because of Chol Shad Urcha, or because of Lanashal Ruach Tzefainis, but they already had the Chiyuv Priya. So, Ibazai, why weren't the people coming out of Mitzrayim? Why weren't they Arelim? Because they didn't have a Priya. So, Taisus holds they didn't mean Lim Priya. They didn't mean Lim Priya in Mitzrayim, even though they weren't Mitzuv yet in Priya. The Tziv of Priya came first by Mount Terah. But they didn't mean Lim Priya in Mitzrayim anyway. And the Elohim in Midbar, they didn't do a Mila or a Priya. And the Fiyah Gemara, they didn't do a Mila or a Priya. Taisus is learning up that it's not the Pshat that Yeshua did a Mila on the Eladim in Midbar that didn't have a Mila, and he also did a Priya on the Eitzim Mitzrayim but didn't have a Priya. No, the Eitzim Mitzrayim Avad, they had a Priya. If they wouldn't have a Priya, they'd also be Arelim. It would have been Arelim in Midbar. Now, Shuv means that he did two things. He did a Mila on the ones that were in Eladim in Midbar, and he did a Priya. Shuv, he did an extra thing, he did a Priya. And since the Pasuk mentions he did an extra thing, he did Shuv, he did an extra thing, and that's not mentioned by Avraham Avinu in them shtelin in the priest meal of Avraham Avinu. That's a Taiz learns the Gemara. The other Yishayim all know. The Gemara is mashma that the Eitz Mitzrayim didn't have a pri altogether. He did two things. He mauled all the ones that were Nel b'Midbar, and he did a pri on the Eitz Mitzrayim. So why weren't they Arelim? It must be that there was no tzivli of pri until then. So what's up shot again? Ain't enough of Yishayim l'chadish dover me'ata. So the Yishayim saying that Lachal Meishim Yisina Gufa was that the Din Mitzvah's Priya starts when they cross the Yarden. It wasn't a tziva given to Yeshua then. It was already a Lach L'Moshim Yisinai, but it only took effect in the times of Yeshua. Those are the two Malchim. Taisus holds it took effect from the time of Har Sinai, and the Eitz Mitzrayim already did a Mila in Priya, and the Yishayim will note the Eitz Mitzrayim did not do a Priya. The reason why they were considered Mulim until then was because the Chi of Priya didn't take effect until they crossed the Yarden, even though it was a Lach L'Moshim Yisinai. Ramban says another possibility, a very big chiddush. Ramban says that could be the mitzvah's priya was given to them first in Arvis Mayav. It was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was given to them in Arvis Mayav right before they crossed the Yarden. They didn't have a mitzvah's priya all 40 years in the Midbar. They got the mitzvah's priya first in Arvis Mayav. The emphasis of Machlekes in the Mefarshim, the Ramban himself, Al HaTeira, is mashman, didn't get any new mitzvahs in Arvis Mayav. All the mitzvahs in Arvis Mayav wasn't a Skadish to Moshe anything in Arvis Mayav. All the mitzvahs in Arvis Mayav were either given in Har Sinai, or they were given in Ayel Mayav B'Shana Rishayna. Nothing new was in Skadish by Arvis Mayav. Radvaz, the Chuvas Radvaz, in Tzchela Kei, Simen Beis Alafim Kuf Mem Gimel, that holds not the way. He argues on the Ramban. He holds that there were new mitzvahs that were given in Arvis Mayav. Does it straight to argue on the Ramban, but that's what he holds. L'chari, I see here in the Ramban and Chedushim in Yevamis, also has such a tzad that the new mitzvah can be given in Arvis Mayav. Al Kopanim Va'ifin, these are the two Mahalchim. It was zicha given in Har Sinai, or in Arvis Mayav, but the Shai is zicha given by Reish Rabbeinu. According to Taiz, it took effect immediately by Har Sinai. According to the Ramban and other Rishayim, it only took effect when they went into Eretz Yisrael. There's a Ridva that says a real Mechudish de Gazach. He says that the din of Ein Avi Rechadish, Shai Lechadish Dov HaMe'ata, is dafka to Mechadish a whole new mitzvah. At the mechadish dinim in an existing mitzvah, there Navi could be mechadish davar me'ata. Pelel de gechidish, Rabbi Yaffin writes he didn't find anyone else that says it, and he also has the aura that the Gemara that we mentioned in Megillah and Shamus had a kasha. How could you say that the menatzvach mem nun tzadik pei and chaf that we have a different surah for these letters at the end of the word than in the middle of the word? The aura says he can't say the neviim were mechadish a new surah for them. And there's not talking about a whole new mitzvah, this is about talking about a din in an existing mitzvah. So how is it well in that Gemara? Mitzvahim, I mentioned the Ridva for the big chiddush that's there, the Ridva holds a navi could be mechadish dinim in an existing mitzvah. But the other Rishayim don't hold that way. Now Taisus and all the Rishayim bring the Medrash. The Medrash says not like the Gemara. Our Gemara says they didn't do any Mila b'chlal in the Midbar, and the Medrash says they did a Mila without a Priya in the Midbar. And they have the same two Malchim in the Medrash. Taisus holds that Vinishvi, they had the Tziv of Priya and was already in effect from the time of Matan Torah. And the Medrash that says he did a Mila without a Priya only is referring to the Yelaidim and Midbar. The Yetzim Mitzrayim did a Mila with the Priya. And the Yelaidim and Midbar did a Mila without a Priya. Even though it didn't work, at least they did the Mila part without the Priya part. The Radal on the Pirkei Der Blessed says that the big Sakan is doing the Priya. The Priya makes it bleed more. It's more painful. That's a sakana. But the chitnach alone is not a sakana. They did the chitnach without the bria. Essentially, there's no chilat in the medrash in Agamara, Lefitaisis. point to both of them, the Yetzim Mitzrayim were completely Nemo with a Mila and a Priya. The Leidim and Midbar, according to Agamar, were not Nemo altogether. According to the Medrash, they did a Mila without a Priya. And according to both of them, they were Arelim. I'm a Shail and Maisa Shahaya. Did they do the Mila at least without the Priya, or they didn't do anything? But Lefi the Ramban and the other Rishayim is a big chilek. If they did the Mila without the Priya, so essentially they were Mulim. Ramban Lashitase, that the Din in Priya didn't take effect till Yeshua. So according to the Midrashim, there was a Mila B'midba. They didn't kashu a Mila B'midba. They just didn't do the Priya because they were a mitzvah on the Priya. That's what come out Lefi the Ramban. And the Rishayim will ask the Kasha. According to Taisus, it's Shver, even according to the Medrash. And according to the Rishayim, it's Shver. Only according to Agamar, not according to the Medrash. If they were Arelim, because they didn't do a Mila B'midbar, or according to Taisus, even according to the Medrash, because they didn't do a Priya B'midbar, so had they eat meat? The halacha was, they were Asa B'basa Taiva. Weren't allowed to eat meat that wasn't brought as a carbon. So if they were Arelim, they couldn't eat a carbon either. So they couldn't eat regular meat, because they had to bring it as a carbon. They couldn't eat a carbon, because they had Aral. Aral is Asa B'kachim, so had they eat meat? So the Ritva says, it's okay, they didn't eat meat. Who says they ate meat that month? They had the slav. The slav anyway wasn't a problem because the slav can't be brought as a carbon. You was zichalai to eat it. So who says they ate meat? And then the chanami, a lot of Rishayim also say, Rishayim like Nemdan that Avada, they ate meat, but they said they could have eaten Tzviva Ayel. They could have eaten Chayais, which can't be brought as a carbon. So everyone's masmi could eat that meat. Now Taisha says a bit chiddish that the Issa of Basa Taiva was only on someone that could bring a carbon, just like it's only on a behemoth that could be brought as a carbon. It's only on a person that could bring a carbon. A person that could bring a carbon, so he had an issa to shech the behem and eat it as basa taiva. Mashain Kain, an oral, which can't bring a carbon, and he had no way to do the bismillah because of the sakonam, he has no issa basa taiva. They could have eaten regular meat. Mashainim argued, Mashainim them on that, no, I've added a hand in issa basa taiva. They just ate the tziva ayil, or they ate, or they didn't eat meat. Man the yama that they were mutati basa nechira. They just couldn't shecht meat and eat it, but they were allowed to eat meat without shechita. The din of shechita was only given after they crossed the yard, and that's a man the yom and chulin. So according to that, they can eat basa nechira. Taisa says it's bechidish that the Arul didn't have the issa of basa taiva because he couldn't bring it as a carbon. The Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, "Ubemidbar my tamal leimol. Why taka didn't they do the mila in the midbar? Yibayis aim mishum chulshu the urcha." One time it says, because since they were traveling, when you travel, it's a sakana du mila, it's chol shadarcha. By you say, mishal nash of the ruach tzfainis. They didn't have a north wind blowing. The north wind is a very comfortable wind to make it that it shouldn't be extremely hot or extremely cold. You don't have the north wind, so the temperature isn't comfortable, and therefore there's a sakana if you do mila. The time you kolaisen abam shanasha yisrael b'midbar. All the 40 years yisrael b'midbar, nash of ruach tzfainis, they didn't have the north wind to make a comfortable temperature. My Tama wanted to have a north wind. Because Hashem was angry at them because of their avarice. And here's a machleg zushayim. Rashi says Hashem was angry at them because of the Maisa Egel. The Maisa Egel causes Nezifa that they didn't have the north wind. All the Rishayim ask on Rashi, what do you mean? The Maisa Egel, they were forgiven. They were forgiven for the Maisa Egel. The Miri says, no, something was left over the chait. They were forgiven, but there was something left over. But Rav Yishayim learned that Nezufim was because of the Meraglim. The Meraglim, because of the Cheder Meraglim, that wasn't forgiven. They had to be in the Midbar for 40 years. Then Nezufim, Hashem was angry at them because of the Cheder Meraglim and Melah. He didn't send them the north wind. The Yibayi Seim, the Lizer Nanei HaKavid, that it shouldn't scatter the Nanei HaKavid. If there's a north wind, that would scatter the Nanei HaKavid. The Melah didn't have the north wind. And Melah, the temperature wasn't comfortable. They couldn't do the Bris Mila. Now, Taisus brings the Sifri that says, Benigeya, the carbon Pesach, Sefri's Lashon is Begnus and She Yisrael Sibra Akasif. That the Pasuk is telling you a gnai, embarrassment for Klai Yisrael, She also a Pesach Echem Mem Shana Shei B'Midbar. But they only did one carbon Pesach in the 40 years they were B'Midbar. So Taizah Sakasha, why didn't they do the Pesach in the 40 years they were B'Midbar? I'm amazed they didn't do the carbon Pesach, they're Nisrash and the Chiv carbon Pesach. What's the pshat? So Taisus is kipshut that you can learn is because of this Gemara. This Gemara says they didn't do the Mila. They didn't do the Mila on the children. And we know that Mila is schar v'avodah v'ma'akev from Karim Pesach. So Mila, since they couldn't do a Mila on their children, like the Gemara says, because of Chol Shad Urcha, or because Anash of Lem Ruach Tzafaynis. So because of that, that's why they couldn't do the Karim Pesach. Except for the first year, where they were still doing the Mila on their children. They weren't Nezufim yet. But after the first year, they couldn't do the meal on their children in male. They couldn't do a Karban Pesach because the meal is Karav Avada from Akev from Karban Pesach. But Taisa says it's not Shaykh. Because we learned in the Gemara earlier, in the Fayin Aleph, that Himo calls Zachav Azikav Lasaisev Haila Barachyu, that only when a person could do a bris meal on his children, then the meal is Karav Avada from Akev, meaning the Karban Pesach. Mashenka, when he can't do a bris meal on his children, then the Mila Schar Vadav and not Makiv in the Karban Pesach. So here, where they couldn't do the Bris Mila because it's Sakana, because the Choshu L'Urcha, or because the Narshim Ruach Tzvainis, so the Chari wasn't possible for them to do the Bris Mila to the children, so it shouldn't be Makiv of meeting the Karban Pesach. So why do we have the Kasha? Why did they do the Karban Pesach the other years in the Midbar? Advertises, Avad they did the Karban Pesach the other years in the Midbar. What the Sifri says, they only did one Pesach. What the Sifri means is that they didn't do the other Pesachim Ketikuna. Mechari means because there were some Arelim, so not everyone could do the Karban Pesach. They did the Karban Pesach, because there's no problem with Mila Skarav Avadim. That's what the Yitva also says here. Taisin and the Yitva say klar that they did a Karban Pesach all the years, there was no problem with Mila Skarav Avadim. The problem is that Kamam Mefarshim hold there was a problem with Mila Skarav Avadim. And Mechari Tshvei, like Taisus asks, the Gemara there says klar that only when you could do the milah is there a din of milah schar v'avada. When you can't do the milah, there's no din of milah schar v'avada being ma'akev. Who are the mefarshim that says that milah schar v'avada was ma'akev then for bringing the Pesach? Well, first is Rabbi Yoel Mizrahi, on the Rashi there, in Balei Yischa, Perek Tes, Pasuk Aleph. The Marsha already, Oifenart, asked the Kashanim from Atesis, from the Gemara, that l'char milah schar v'avada is not ma'akev because they couldn't do the milah. But Emes and the Ramban also says it. The Ramban says it, Ala Teir, Oifenart. And the Ramban says it in our sugya, because Rashi that said, like we just said, that Nezufim means from the Maisa Egel, the Ramban asked Akasha and Rashi, if they were ready Nezufim from the Maisa Egel, so how could they do the first Karban Pesach? What happened to Mila Skarav Avadavi Ma'akev from the Karban Pesach? If you say Nezufim was from the Meraglim, so the first year they weren't Nezufim yet, they did the Mila. Mashenken, if they were Nezufim ready from the Maisa Egel, so why wouldn't Mila Skarav Avadavi Ma'akev from the Karban Pesach? He says that alone isn't so shvar because he could say Nechanami, the ones that had children born that year didn't do the Karban Pesach, but they were only a miyut. But Al Kaponim in Amazon klar that if they couldn't do the Bris Mila because they were Nezufim, they'll be ma'akev them from bringing the Karban Pesach because Mila Skarav Vadav ma'akev from the Karban Pesach. And that's what she tossed it, and Banal Atayr says that klar. But the Shaila is why? Like we asked, the din is Mila Skarav Vadav, it's a Gemara Mefurish that says it's dafk when you could do the meal, then it's ma'akev. There's also a Taisin Kedushin and Daf Lamed Zayinim and Beis, which is Mashman Alek our Taisus, and Mashman at the Mila Schar Vadav is Ma'akev. It depends how you learn the Taisus. Taisir asks the same Kasha Taisus here asks. What's the Pshat in the Sefri Begnusin Shle Yisrael Dibur HaKosov that they only brought the Karban Pesach one year? Why didn't they bring it the other time? Why didn't they bring it the other years? Why not? So he has one teretz that the tzivi of Karban Pesach was only kisavayu al aretz, only after the bia, only after he come into Eretz Yisrael. The reason why that's gnusin shel Yisrael, even though they weren't mitzvah, is because why taka weren't they in Eretz Yisrael? Why didn't they go to Eretz Yisrael? Because they did a chait. They did a chait in the Meraglim. So that's gnusin shel Yisrael. It was their fault that they had to stay in the midbar for 40 years and they didn't yet have a tzivi of Karban Pesach, only the first year, which was a special tzivi al pi adibur. But Taisa's second teretz is, because he says, Lashon is because they were Ruban Arelim. Because most of them were Arelim. Shaila is, what does he mean? If he means because they themselves were Arelim, when on Arelim you don't have a Pterinus, like we spoke many times, that's not really true. They weren't mostly Arelim till towards the end of the 40 years, where the Yetzi Mitzrayim were dying out. But in the beginning of the 40 years, most of them were Yetzi Mitzrayim. And the Yetzi Mitzrayim were Mulim. So what does it mean, Ruban Arelim? So a lot of Mefarshim learn the Marit and Kedushin and the Ashish Yankov over here, that he means because Mila Skarav Avadav and Ma'akev like the Ramban. So you have the same Kasha, why is it Ma'akev? They couldn't do the Mila on the Skarav Avadav. There is a Hamakna there that learns a different Pshat in Taisus. He learns a Geshmak of Pshat. He learns that Taisus is going with Shittase over here, like we said, that the Priya was already given from Har Sinai, and the Mol V'loi Para was Kiloi Mol. Now Taisus and Kedushin is not like Taisus here. He holds that the Yetzi Mitzrayim also didn't do a Priya. The Nail and the Midbar didn't do anything, but the Yetzi Mitzrayim didn't do a Priya, and they tackle all Arelim. And that's why they couldn't do the Karban Pesach. The first year they did it al Pi Adibur. There was a special Xeris Akasa they could do the Karban Pesach, even though they didn't have a Priya. But afterwards, they were Arelim. They couldn't bring a Karban Pesach. Shmackim Pshat, but a lot of Mepharshim learn in Taisus, he means Altsmila Skarev Vadev. Anyway, the Ramban says in the Ramban Alatayr, in the Ramban in the Sugya, Rabbi Yom Mizrahi, we need a Teretz. How do they answer Taisus Kasha, Taisus in the Ritva, that say Avada Mila Skarev Vadev couldn't be Ma'ak of them because they were Einis on the Mila? So there are a few Mahalchim. Our Melech Perek Tesimilch is Karim Pesach learns that this din, that when you're an Einis on Mila Skarev Vadev, it's not Ma'ak of, was only said in the Gemara in regard to the Asiyas HaPesach. When you're Einis by the Asiyas HaPesach, it's not Ma'akiv, says if you'll have already a Mila Skar Vavadav by the time of the Achila. Just by the Asiyah alone, you're an Einis. Beis Asurim, Chotzah Sechama, those things, that's not Ma'akiv. But if you're Einis by the Achila HaPesach, that is Ma'akiv. But Zishigul Deichet to Mechalti in the Asiyah and the Achila, Shai Melech himself says, the Seif in the Harsh Shragi here in Yavamis, he says in Chisant Pshat, he says the Gemara fears us that since Lainash Ruach Sefainis, when you didn't have the north wind, you don't have the proper weather conditions, you don't do the bris mila. So Ibazai Yaimid the Iva, the Yaimid the Shusa, Lemalinimba, Vlemisachinimba. A Yaimid the Iva, a very cloudy day, a Yaimid the Shusa, a very hot day, you don't do a bris mila on such a day. You only do a bris mila in good weather. And then he says, V'inu the Dashabe Rabim, Shayim Pesayim Hashem. But now it's Dashabe Rabim, you say Shayim Pesayim Hashem, you could do a bris mila. Tainit Dinar Shaga, if you say Shayim Pesayim Hashem, Vaisa is not such a sakana. If we'll be an Emes sakana, you won't be able to say Shayim Pesayim Hashem. Oy Bezoi, since it's not an Emes sakana, even though they're not Mechuyiv in mila, but still not like an Einis. An Einis is when it's not Chakma Metzias to do the mila. But here, with Shaykh Metzies doing a mili, just not Mechuyiv, then it would be Ma'akiv. Agvaldik Echidish. But we have to learn up, so what's the Svaras HaMachlaikis? What's the Pshat that the Ramban, Rabbi Yom Mizrahi, held that there was a din of mila skarvada, because technically they could do the mila. It's an Isser, it's just that they didn't have to do the mila. They could say it's a Sakana, but it wasn't an Isser. Taiz in the Ritva held, no, that there wouldn't be a problem mila skarvada, since they couldn't do the mila. So Kapshuta, you can learn that Taiz and Ritva argue on this side of the Narashragam, and they hold you're not allowed to do the mila. And it's not a raya from Shayim B'Pasayim Hashem. That's when it was Dasha Be'Rabim. When it's Dasha Be'Rabim, then it becomes Eisakana, then you're allowed to do the mila. Mashaykh before was Dasha Be'Rabim, so there was an Issa to do the mila. Even that Taiz and Ritva Neman, that it was Asa to do the mila, and that's why it was a Ma'akiv. And the Ramban, and Taiz and Kedushin, if you learn that way, holds that it's mutter to do the mila. It's just not mechuyev, because it might be a sakana, but it's mutter to do the mila, and memel it is ma'akev. Bamison, if that's the machlekes, we'd have a raya, lechar that is mutter to do the mila, because you see that the Sheva Levi did the mila. Sheva Levi did the mila, is a raya lechar that it was mutter to do the mila. It's just that the rest of Klai Yisrael was chayshish for sakana, which they had a right to be chayshish sakana. But someone who would not chayish with sakana, it's not such a real sakana, would be allowed to do the mila. That's why Shevet Levi did the mila. But since you said, the Ashish Yankiv here says, and that's what it also says in the Chassam Sefer, in our Chaim Simon Reish Ches, that Shevet Levi had a Ruach Tzvainis. That was the chilek. The Klal Yisrael didn't get a Ruach Tzvainis. Lainash V'lehem Ruach Tzvainis. They didn't have a Ruach Tzvainis. The Ruach Tzvainis didn't go to the place where Klal Yisrael was staying. So they had bad weather conditions. They couldn't do the mila. Shevet Levi had a Ruach Tzvainis. They had the Ruach Tzvainis. They couldn't do the mila. It's not a raya that it was mutter to do the mila. It was just you're allowed to be chayish for sakana. You could say Taizen Vaheld was also to do the mila. Baron Yafin, in his Aris on the Ritva, he says a Geshmak of Pshat. He says, even if you say that Taizen and the Ritva agree that it was mutter for them to do the mila, it's just you're allowed to be chayish for sakana and not do it. Kumi de Machlaikis is like this. Taizen and the Ritva hold that since mitzad mitzvah's mila, there's no chiyiv to do the mila, and it's not ma'akiv. What's ma'akiv? The mila skarvadav is ma'akiv. Karim Pesach is if you didn't do your chiyiv mila. If l'maisa mitzad mitzvah's mila, you have no chiyiv mila. So it's not ma'akiv the Karim Pesach. Dengen the Ramban holds that as long as it's possible to do the mila, even if there's no chiyiv mitzad the mitzvah's mila, as long as there is some efsharis, it's not impossible, then it is ma'akiv. Because the yisoid of what mila skarvadav is ma'akiv is the fact that you have a son, Evan, who's an Arul. That's the yisoid what's ma'akiv. Gemara is saying there's a din. If you're an Einis on that, then it's not ma'akiv. It's a t'nai. But it's not the chiv mila that's ma'akiv. It's having the Arul that's ma'akiv. That is a t'nai. If you're an Einis, then it's not ma'akiv. So kol zman you're not mamish in einus, then it would be ma'akiv. That would be very gishmak. The machlekes and the mefarshim, like we shine him, if the milah schar v'avada b'midbo is ma'akiv, he'll say both of them held that the etzim allowed to do the milah. You see that Levi did the milah. Now v'asa not mechuyev do the milah because it's a chash sakana. Mela, in milah schar v'avada, is it because it's the chiyev milah that causes that milah schar v'avada is ma'akiv? And here they didn't have a chiyev, so then it wouldn't be ma'akiv. Or is it the efsharis of the milah? That's a mean if you have no chiyev, the efsharis of the milah, that alone causes that there should be a problem with milah schar v'avada. Well, here there was an efsharis of the milah, mela would be ma'akiv. Now, on the ikka kasha, how could you say milah schar v'avada is ma'akiv? They couldn't do the milah, the kasha on the Ramban, and perhaps Taiz and Kedushin, the Ashish Yaakov says a very interesting teretz. Ashish Yaakov says, I'll pee the Rajman tshuva, that if you machnis yourself into an einus, it's not called an einus. So since the reason why they couldn't do the milah was because they were nezufim, and they were the cause of the fact that they were nezufim, because they did the chait, they were machnis themselves to the einus, that's not called an einus. So mel the milah skarivadav would be ma'akiv. It's a big chiddush to say that if someone did an aveir, and because of the aveir he got an einus, and because of the einus he became an einus, that's called being machnis yourself to an einus. I'm sure that it's not been called machnis yourself to an einus. But akapanim, that's the Ashish Yaakov's teretz. So you have three terutzim. The Sharam Melech's teretz is that the din that by an einus is not makiv is dafka b'shasa si and not b'shasa chila. We have the Nar Shragi's teretz that they weren't mamish and einus, they were able to do the milah. It wasn't a sakana, it would ask them for doing the milah. Because you see, say Shem b'sayim Hashem. So if I said, since it was enough shores for them to do the milah, milah skar v'avada would be ma'akiv. They have the Ashish Yaakov's teretz that they will machtas themselves to einus. That's why it's not called an einus, and that's why it's ma'akiv. Ba'akupanim, we have this machlekes. Taisin the Dvar hold that since they couldn't do the meal, it wasn't ma'akiv, and they did do the Pesach all 40 years, didn't do a ketikuna. And we have the Ramban al Atayah, Mizrahi, it's also the Radak. The Radak says it in Sefer Yeshua. And this Pirush in Yeshua also says that the reason why they didn't do the meal in Midbar is because meal is karev vadav is ma'akiv. But you have those mefarshim at home that meal is karev vadav was ma'akiv. And we have these taimim, why, what they do with Taisus taina. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Amr avunan dvar Torah moshech eichel b'tshuma. A moshech, which means someone who already had a bris milah, but the skin around the bris milah got pulled up and pulled over that Torah. And now he has the appearance of a einanimo, of an aro. So midaraiser avunas mechadish yikri tshuma, because once there was a bris milah done, the ara arla was cut off, and this skin was not covering that tar originally. Even though now you pulled up the skin that it should cover that tar, this skin doesn't have a din arl on it, and he's not an arl. Yikri tshuma umidavreim gazulav, and midarabanan there's a gzeira that he can't eat tshuma neishaniri ka arl. And the Gemara says, Mesle, we have a kasha, a brice that says, Mashach tzarech she'imol. A Mashach alasa has to do a bris milah, he has to cut off the new skin that got pulled over his atara. So the Gemara says, Midarabanan he has to do a milah. Midaraisa, he's in Gansan an imol, he's not an aro. Brice says, Udekarila my karila. So the Gemara says, because they brought the pasuk as brisi hefar. The Rabbi says, a Mashach, since the brice brought the pasuk as brisi hefar to your marba Mashach, he thought that means it's deraisa. As Brisi Heifa tells you a chiddush that a mashach also has to go and be mal again. Oh, midarabanan. It's really midarabanan across smachta balma, and the pasuk is in smachta balma. That's the sugya. Now the two nidainim and the rishainim about the sugya. The first nidin is do we paskin like Rav Huna? Rav Huna said midaraisa a mashach eats tshuma. Midarabanan they were guys who shouldn't eat tshuma because he's near a ka'aral. Now that's clear, we do paskin that midaraisi could eat chuma, midaraisi is not an oral altogether. The shaila was, this din that he says midarabanan, he has to be mal midarabanan, he can't eat chuma, that's a machalikis yushainim for paskin. And then it's in both the shainis are in Rashi. It's a shaila, the next gemara, what's the girsa? Are you garis mesve? Or are you garis tanya nami hachi, tanya kavasi deravana? Or it brings a braisa that says clearly that a mashach could eat chuma. Bryce is Mashach v'noyle k'shumal or elu eichlim. If you gairis Tanya kavase deravuna, then we're going to understand the Bryce to mean that he can eat chuma deraisa. And the Bryce wasn't discussing midarabanan if he could eat chuma. Bemis said he can eat chuma midarabanan. And that's Rashi's the pshat that Rashi likes. Because Rashi says there was no nidin in the Gemara if he could eat chumi derabanan or not. The whole chiddush of Ravuna was that he could eat chumi deraisa. So Raisa, the Raisa also is bringing a raya to Ravuna, he could eat chumi deraisa. From this lamaskana, there is an isser for a mashach to eat chumi derabanan. The maskana is a sugya according to Rashi, and that's also what the Rashba holds. The chinuch says it in mitzvah resh pei. Also the Reim, mitzvah kofayin vav. These Rishayim hold that the maskana sasugi is there isn't issa derabanan for a mashach to eat chuma. But our Gemara has the girsa of meisvei, and it says the meisvei that mashach is eichel b'chuma and tifta derabanan tifta. And if you gyrus that way, so then it must be the Gemara was understanding the brayse that a mashach could even eat chuma midarabanan, and that's how the Gemara comes out lemaskana. So lemaisa according to this pshat and this girsa, a mashach could eat chuma midarabanan. And this is what the Ritva holds the Maskana, Rabbi Nirucham holds that way, and the Rambam is mashing away. That's how the Kesef Mishnah learned up the Rambam. The Rambam's Lashon is that Mashach could eat chuma, but midivet seif from Tzarech Sheimol. It sounds like a Mashach could eat chuma, and the Din Rabbanan is just that he has to be mal. This is the Machlokes Rishayim. Everyone agrees that a Mashach is not an Arul, and midaraisi could eat chuma, and the Shaila is midarabanan. What was the Gemara's Maskana? Midarabanan he can't eat chuma. That's Rashi and the Rashba. Or the Rabbanan he could eat chuma, that's the Ritva ben Yeruchim, and that's the Pashup Shat in the Rambam. But there's one other nidin in the sugya. That's all Lagabe chuma. But Lagabe being mal again, that's clear in the Gemara. Marshak Tzarech Sheimol, and the Gemara says Midar Rabbanan. It seems to be very, very clear that Midaraisa is no din that a Marshak has to be mal. The din Milo is only on the original Atar that he was born with. But if that was cut off and a new Atar grew, a new Arla grew back, Din Mila was only on the original Arla that he was born with. If that Arla was cut off and a new Arla, a new piece of skin grew on top of the Atara, or was pulled on top of the Atara, that's not an Arla, and there's no Din Deraisa to cut it off. I mean, there are Banan Yimachliv to cut it off. Now, Taisus brings it, there's a Gemara in Shuas that says that Mashach Arla is Bekaris, and Taisus says, Hainu Shaloi Mal Klau. He's referring to the Gemara in Shuas, Dafyad Gimel, which says that a mefer bris basar nichol and karis, because when it says kis dvayish and basar sitzase hefar, it's the mefer bris basar, and that's bakaris ikaris ikaris. Taisa says it's not talking about someone who's meishach his arla. He pulls the skin. He already had a bris mila, but he pulled the skin from under the bris mila on top of that tar. They should give the appearance of an arl, because that's midar abanan. It means mefer bris basar means he never did a bris mila altogether. So come Tais, Taisus is pretty clear that even to be Meshach the Arla Badafka, Gemara says they did in Bimei Ben Kuziva, is only Asim Midarabanan and there's no Karis on it. The problem is the Rambam and the Tur. The Rambam, at the end of Hilchas Mila, Perakimel Alach Ches, he writes like this, Chala Mefer Brisa Shal Avram Avinu V'Himiach Arlasai, that's it, into the Mila altogether, Oy Mashcha, Ein Lechel Kolam Abba. He doesn't have a chayel kolam abba. Rambam clearly says that someone who's meishach his arla, not that he didn't have a bris altogether, but he's meishach his arla, he pulls the arla over that tarah, he doesn't get a chayel kolam abba. And that's what the Torah says in the beginning of Luchas Mila Mamash, the same thing as the Rambam. The chayel is very shver. Now Gemara, it's mavur that the din of meishach arla is only derabanan. Could the Rambam and the Torah say, ain't le chayel kolam abba? So the two mahalchim and the achrenim to understand the Rambam and the Torah. One is originally the Netziv said this earlier in Yevamos and Taisa Naftesim and Aleph, and also the one who goes is Rebruchim Fishel Perlau and his Sefer Amitzus from Sadigayin. It's in the beginning of Chelak Gimel, what he calls the Einshim Einish Aleph. Sadigayin also says Meishach Arlas Besarib Mechutz is Bekares. He's bothered Sadigayin and the Rambam. What's the pshat that Meishach is Bekares? Tainan Zay, that when the Gemara says that it's derabanan, the Gemara means it didn't that to be mal. Once it's nimshach, that's derabanan. But to be meishach it, that's an issa deraisa. And that's learned from the pasuk as brisi hefa. And the makar b'emesin is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Yishalmi in Sanhedrin. The Yishalmi in Sanhedrin, beginning of chelik, beginning of the 10th perik in Sanhedrin, where it talks about elish elam chelik olam abba. The Yishalmi is mefurish at meishach abasar, and the people ain't like chelik olam abba. Tainan the Netziv, and the Ebruch official Perlau, and the Yishalmi state Mefurish is an Issa Deraisa. So you have to learn the Bavli, and when it says it's Derabanan, it means the din of Tzarech Sheimol is Derabanan. But to be meishachet, the issa being meishachet, that's an issa deraisa. And that's ein lechelik olam haba. So mainly you can learn the Gemara in Shu'as Kipshut that a meifet bris basa also means to be meishachet. Because even though the din to be malet after it's nimshach, that's the rabbanan, is an issa deraisa to be meishach darhala. Now what bothers me with this pshat is that same din deraisa that asks you to be meishach darhala, the Chara also should tell you that if it's nimshach, you'd have to cut it off. You have to make it back to where it was. Because we're saying, the etzim, there is no chiyuv milan on a mashach. There's no chiyuv milan on a mashach. So what's wrong with being mashachet? That's not megzeris akasav. Then the pshat is that there's a din. Vaisis a din deraisa lefi them. There's a din that you have to be near a kanimo. You have to be able to see the bris. So even though when it's nimshach and he can't see the bris, he's not an arhel, and he can eat truma, but he's being over this din of that the bris isn't nikkur anymore. So the chara who are din v'hu atam, that should be mechayiv him to go cut it off and go cut off the skin and make the bris visible again. What's the pshat that being meishach is an issa deraisa, but once it's nimshach, there's no din deraisa that you have to go and be malad again. What's the vart behind that? Means a bissel shver. Malkapana, there's one mahalach that even though there's no din to mal once it's nimshach, but to be meishach it is an issa deraisa. The other mahalach is a pre Yitzchak from a bitzel Peterberger in Simen Chav Zayin. He says a gevaldike chiddush. He says einachinami, the whole thing is an issa derabanan, but an issa derabanan also it could be einish of ein lecheil ba'olam haba. He says since it's such an issa chamer, you're being mevazet a bris mila. You're taking away the ice bris at the Eibush domain and making it that there shouldn't be an ice, there shouldn't be nick of the ice bris. Like the Gemara's has smacked this from as brisi hefe being made for brisa shel Avraham Avinu. That's a tremendous chaymer. Even though it's only derabanan, even though it's an issa derabanan, but a chamadik of derabanan like that, there could be an einish of ein lechel galam abba. And when the Rambam says karis, he means the ruchnis of the karis of ein lechel galam abba. So male, it's no steer. The Gemara says that Mashach's derabanan, and Abitzel learns that even the din to be Mashach, it's only an Issa derabanan, and the Gemara says it's Ein Lechel Gon Abba, and it's not a stira. On an Issa derabanan, also on a very derabanan, if it's a Chamedic Aveir, that also could be Ein Lechel Gon Abba. So, Gavaldig Achidish, even it's Abitzel Shver, these are the two Mahalchim. The Mahalch of the Netziv, the Issa to be Mashach is an Issa deraisa. When the Gemara here says it's derabanan, the Gemara means to mal after being after its mashach already. The mahalach of Rebitzala, that even though the issur to be mashach is derabanan, you still can have ein lechel galam abba, like it says in the Rambam in the Torah. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Amamar, tumtum ein eichel b'tshuma. Tumtum, that means someone who you can't see any evari zacha or evari nekeva. It's just covered by skin. The evari zacha or evari nekeva, a muvla, a recessed into his body. All you see is a covering of skin there. He's ein eichel b'tshuma. He can't eat tshuma. And the Gemara explains because he's an aril. In case he's a zacha, he's an aril. Nasha v'avadav eichlim. His wife and his avadim could eat tshuma, because even though he's an aril, but still, an aril's wife, aril's avadim could eat tshuma. So the Gemara says, what do you mean his wife's? Nasha v'tumtum inale. How does he have a wife? Ilay medekadesh, if he was mekadesh in Isha, the Tanya. Tumtum shekidesh kedushiv kedushin. If a tumtum is mekadesh in Isha, it's a good kedushin. Because he might be a zachar. So therefore, lechumri, you have to be chayshish for the kedushin. Niskadesh, if someone was mekadesh the tumtum, also kedushiv kedushin. Because he might be in the keva. And lechumri, we have to be chayshish for the kedushin. So the Gemara says, Ey medam lechumra, velekula mi aminan safik ishahu, venisha mekadesh as Isha. He's a Safik Isha. Why should his wife eat Chuma? And the Tzadi is an Isha, it's not his wife. Amar Abaye, Kishu Beitzim, Nikaris Mi B'chutz. Abaye says, it's talking about that the Beitzim, they were a Zachar, you could see them Mi B'chutz. It's clear that he's a Zachar. He still can't do a Mila because he's a Tumtum, because it's covered over. But he's a Vade Zachar. That's why his wife could eat Chuma. Rava Amar, my Nashav Imai. Nashav means his mother, that his mother could eat Chuma if she was married to a Kayin, and the Kayin died, and she needs a son or a child from the Kayin to teach Shuma. So from this Gemara, the Rishayim asked a question about Netam. We mentioned in the first year, Nafayin, Netam Shita is that a Mesu Echav Machmas Mila is not considered an Aral. since he's the Einus, he can't do the Mila, he's not considered an Aro. So the Rishayim all ask, Taisus and the Rishayim there, the Ramban, the Rajma, the Ridvam, that it says here that a Tumtum is considered an Aro, even though he also can't do a Mila. And the Kash is even more shver, because the Gemara earlier, Lagabi Mila Scharav Avadav, says that when they were Tumtum, B'Shas HaSiyah, it's not Makav of eating the Karban Pesach. Vice they said Tumtum is cool that you can't do the Mila. According to Menitam, that Mesu Echa Machmas Mila is not called an Aril, so why would a Tumtum be considered an Aril? That's the Rishayim's Kasha. So the two Mahalchim and answer the Kasha. The Mahalch of the Aruch Laner, and Bemis in the Me'iri is also Mashman that way. The Rabbi Netam holds that the din of Aril and din of Mila Scharav Avadav is the same din. Just like by Mila Scharav Avadav, unless you could practically do the Mila, and not Ma'akavim for meeting the Karban Pesach, so too, by Aril also, unless he could practically do the Mila, he could still eat the Karban Pesach. So we have this Melitz Peldik Shver. Tumtum is not Ma'akav by Mila Scharav Avadav. Here it says it is Ma'akav by Aril. Glad is a chilik. So the Aruch Laner says, that's what the Gemara says here, it's based on Nikaris Mibuchutz. That the pshat's like this, that if we know for sure he's a Zachar, then there's a chi of the Kray of Olamo. Then there's a chi of to cut open the skin and be, in order to enable to do the Mila. Since he's not being Mekayim his chi of to cut open the skin in order that you'll be able to do the Mila, is considered an Aril. Shaking the Gemara earlier, the Beitzev were not Nikar Mechutz. We don't know if it's a Zachar and a Keva. So since we don't know, that makes it you're not Mechuyiv to cut it open, because you don't know. You're not Mechuyiv to cut it open ala Safik. And Mimela, there you're not Mechuyiv, so therefore it's not Ma'akiv. This is what it says in the Aruch Laner. But it's a Pella, because the Gemara here is Mamish Mavur, that even without Beitzev Nikaris and Mechutz, there's an Issa for a Tumtum. That's what Rava holds, and even Abaya holds. That's the Pshat, the end of the Braisa. You see Mefurish here that a Safik Aril, a Tumtum that doesn't have Beitzev Nikaris and Mechutz, he's a Safik Aril, he also can't eat Chuma. So I don't understand the Aruch Laner's Teretz. But if you want to go on this Mahalach, like we mentioned, the Me'iri is Mashmis Mahalach, maybe we could say, Lefi, what the Rajba says in the Sugya earlier. The Rajba asks a Kasha, why is it Tumtum not Ma'akav by Scharav Avadav? It's possible to rip it open in the morning and do the Mila. And Zog the Rajba like this, Elamai, you need an expert surgeon for that. And he doesn't have an expert surgeon to go and do this Kriya to do the Mila. So, every Aril, if the father doesn't know how to do the bris mila, you need a professional male. So why by every Aril is it Ma'akiv? You need a professional male. So Zok the Rajba, that there are a lot of people who know how to do a mila. There are plenty of Ma'ilim. But a surgeon that could do the Kriya and the Tumtum, that's not so easy to find. So that's why by a mila it's called a Bar Mila. But by a Tumtum it's called, he's not a Bar Mila until you rip it open. So Lefiza, maybe you could say like this, that by a baby, only have a very limited amount of time to get this expert surgeon to do the Kriya, so it's considered Einus. He's not able to get it. Masha'en Kane, with dealing with a Tumtum, an adult, the question is if he could eat Truma, if Nashav Avadav could eat Truma, by this time they already should have gotten this Baki, this surgeon, to do the Kriya. And since they didn't, it's not an Einus anymore. That's maybe you could say, Lefida Mahalach of the Me'iri, that according to Beinu Tam, the din of Aril and the din of Mila Scharav Avadav is the same. The Rishayim in the beginning of the Perek, the Rajman, the Ridva, Ban, they say a different Mahalach. They say that according to Rabbeinu Tam, even Chaltzasei Chama, if a person is sick, he can't do the Mila, he's still an Aril. There's a difference between Aril and Mila Scharav Avadav. Mila Scharav Avadav is only when Bepayel you could do the Mila. But Aril, as long as he's a Bar Mila, like by Chaltzasei Chama, when he has a fever, he could do the Mila after the fever is gone. The Mela, he's considered a Bar Mila, even though now he can't do the Mila, but he's considered an Aril. And who would then by a Tumtum? Since it's possible it should be Nikra V'Nimal, Ashman Rishayim, he has no Chiyuv to do Nikra V'Nimal. But it is possible. There's an Efsharis. Since there's an Efsharis, he's called the Bar Mila. In other words, even according to Ben Etam, there's a chilik between the gather of Aril and the gather of Mila Scharav Avadav. Mila Scharav Avadav is practical. Bepayel, could he actually do the Mila or not? If he can't, it's not Ma'akiv. Masha'en Ken Aril, even if practically he can't do the Mila, but as long as he's a Bar Mila, it's possible for him to do the mila called an Arab. Mela tumtum, practically he can't do the mila, but he is called a bar mila because it's shayach likrivalimel, shayach that should get ripped up by itself, or shayach for him to do it. And the mela, that's called the bar mila. How come mesu echa machmas mila is not called the bar mila? L'chayah the teretz is, because there, his whole life he won't be able to do the mila. There's no efsharisim to do the mila b'chlal. Since there's no efsharisim to do the mila b'chlal, he's not a bar mila b'chlal. Because the Rambam says that even by mesu echa machmas mila, you just have to wait until he gets stronger, until he could withstand the mila. The Rambam is in Perek Aleph Milchus Mila, Halacha Yudches, he says that if two sons died machmas mila, so you wait until he grows older, v'yischazik kaychay. That's what it says in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Samach Gimel, in Yeridayah. So lefi zed, there's no makkah for Rabbeinu Tam. You shine him that even if he's an einus on the mila, he's still called an aro. It's only when he's not a bar mila b'chlau. So meisu echa machmas mila also is a bar mila. When he's godly v'yischazik kaychay, what's the difference between Chotzah Sechama with the Rishayim say, even according to Benetam, he's called the Bar Mila, because when the fever is over, he'll be able to do the Mila. He's called the Bar Mila, because when he's Nikku, he'll be able to do the Mila. So same thing with Meisu Echa Machmas Mila. Also, he should be able to do the Mila when he's God of Yischaz Kaichai. So Tainit Rebitzel Peterberger, and it's true in Simon Lam and Gimel, that Benetam doesn't know that way. Benetam holds that even that a Meisu Echa Machmas Mila, his whole life he won't be able to do the Mila. And he says, that's a sheet of the Nei Behuda. The Nei Behuda, Simon Kuf Samachei, Medura Tinyana, he says that Be'etzim, he would hold that a Meisu Echa Machmas Mila should never do the Mila. There's no such thing when he's Gadol, he's Chazak Keicha, he could do the Mila. And that's where Rabbeinu Tam holds. And Rabbitz Lusa says, it's totally, really, how to learn a Pshat in a Gemara. There's a Gemara in the beginning of the seventh parak, Daf Samach Vav. The Gemara there says a Chiddush, that anyone who can't eat chuma can't be Michael the Kenyonim chuma. Someone who's like an Isharat becomes a Chalala, she's possible to eat chuma, she can't be Michael or Avadim but chuma. So Maris Akasha, what about Arul v'cholat meim? Arul v'cholat meim, they can't eat chuma, but the Mishnah says that the Nashav Avadiv could eat chuma. So the Gemara says, Alosh and Hasim Pumayu Kavluhu. There they could eat chuma. It's like their male thirds, that's why they can't eat chuma. And Rashi explains, the oimid to get a takan and to eat. So the Rashi, in the beginning of the parak here, asks Akasha and Rashi, if you're going to say that a mesu echa machmas mila is an oral, so what did the Gemara mean that pumayu kavuhu? That's oimid lisakin vilechol. Mesu echa machmas mila, there's no takan, he can't do a mila. Hazak the Rashi, then he couldn't. That, like what we said from the Rambam, that when he's mischazik, when he becomes strong, he could do a mila. So this, the Chassam Sefer and the Yad Shol, they both say, this is goof for the Makar to the Rambam. This is where the Rambam got to the Mesu Echa Machmas Mila, when he gets stronger, he could do a mila. Because the Gemara calls him a Pumayu Kavluhu. The Rambam held like Rashi, that an Arul was Mesu Echa Machmas Mila, and Mesu Echa Machmas Mila is Pumayu Kavluhu. That means he has a takana. So Vaistais, he could do a meal eventually. But Rabbeinu Tam Fakert, Rabbeinu Tam held that an Arul is not Mesu Echa Machmas Mila, he named on Kipshutai, that Mesu Echa Machmas Mila can never do a Mila. So Mela, it says Pumaya Kovlu must mean a regular Arul, who could do a Bris Mila, but a Mesu Echa Machmas Mila can never do a Bris Mila, he's not an Arul Bechlal, that's like an Arul Shlei Bezmana. That was Rabbeinu Tam's Mahalach. So these are the two Joachim Rabbeinu Tam, the Derech of the Meiri, that Rabbeinu Tam also holds that you need that he should practically be able to do the mila in order to be an Arul. And Lefizeh, you can have to say the Tumtum could practically do the mila. He could be Kareya and Limal. And what's up shot by Mila Scharava Avadav Nat? You have to say because there he couldn't find the Baki. He wasn't able to do the mila practically. And you have the Mahalach of the Rajman Dvar early in the beginning of the Perek, which say that no, that it's different. Even Rabbeinu Tam is different. For Mila Scharava Avadav, you need practically Shvel do the mila. For Arul Atzma, even if he papayel can't do the mila, as long as he's a bar mila, there's a theoretical efsharism doing the mila that also is considered an Arul. And the only thing he's might is meisu echa machmas mila, which the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam can never do a mila. So mela, that's why he's bechal not a bar mila. The mela is not an Arul.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.